The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 5 real estate investing trends for 2023. Well, you know, I mentioned last time that we had just come back to Tennessee after a month in SoCal with our family, and just some great times with the birth of a new granddaughter and a marriage of a son, and it was just great. It was great seeing all the other kids and family and friends as well. But we're back home, and you know, as a talking to you, you know, I'm in our home, and I'm kind of looking around at the boxes that are still in the various rooms that we haven't unpacked yet. So it's funny, you know, we've had this property for a while, but it's the first time we're going to be here for a while, so we can kind of finish doing what we're supposed to be doing in the meantime, as we're running all over the country and doing all these other things. But I was glad I was back with my family, and that was well worth it. Because coming back here, we're also getting used to the cold, dropping down into the 20s, and it's only the fall, you know. And the fall, oh my goodness, we went to this lake. It was a beautiful little camping place. The fall colors of these beautiful trees reflecting on this glass. I mean, just glass lake here, just blew me away. It was absolutely beautiful. We spent 8 days out there. It was really fun. Just trying to get used to it, though. It is definitely getting colder, very different. But you know, I'm not used to like fall anything in California. Everything is always the same color, and it never changes. Now, I'm sure some of you in Southern California are saying that's not true. We've got trees that change color. Well, mostly where I've lived, you know, and mostly, you know, being near the coast, see different layers of fog and stuff. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I love California, beautiful place. And I'll just stop there. But anyway, it's just really, really neat trying to see, you know, just seeing all the new stuff and meeting new people, and it's just been awesome. So anyway, I'm just rambling, but I hope things are going well with you. We have been seeing some amazing deals in real estate. I don't want to have everybody running out to Tennessee here, but there's still some amazing deals. We've already been making offers on various properties around here, mainly, you know, trying to do that for our kids. As I mentioned in earlier shows, you know, we're trying to get out of the property management side of things, but we want to help our kids get started. So we're having fun looking at some of these places. I mean, acreage, you know, beautiful places for just pennies on the dollar. Anyway, it compared to California, should I say. But anyway, I'm rambling too much here. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's jump into our topic here. 5 real estate investing trends for 2023. So as we're rounding to the end of the year here, I'm sure a lot of you are looking ahead. I'm trying to bring you market information and economic information that can help you make decisions and plans for 2023. I always encourage everybody to do a strategic plan at year end and implement that throughout each year. So, you know, just going to give you, these are some trends that are happening, five that we've zeroed in on here that are areas that you should be, you know, maybe taking a look at and seeing how that might affect your real estate strategic planning. You know, the last few years have witnessed a series of crises in the real estate market in general, but specifically in rental properties. COVID-19 pandemic, this is the hottest residential market in decades, the rise in interest rates, all these things have impacted the industry and affected the ways in which investors think and act. Nevertheless, things seem to be stabilizing in real estate at the moment, sending positive signals to all who consider investing in real estate in the coming months. Doesn't mean that there isn't a recession around the corner, but again, I think depending on where you invest, you can still get some good deals out there. With that in mind, here are some of those areas, five, you know, areas where our trends are expected in 2023. The recovery of the short-term rental industry, number one. Although the pandemic had a major debilitating effect on the vacation rental industry, the slowdown was relatively short. You know, I had Airbnbs and we got hit right up front. You know, people just weren't going anywhere. And but as soon as it opened up and restrictions were lifted, boy, we just got overwhelmed. And right after pandemic, we had a ton of business. So there is a recovery, and it's expected to continue during the remaining months of 2022. By 2023, short-term rentals are expected to have reestablished their position as the more, you know, probably the more profitable rental strategy when compared to traditional long-term rentals. The most encouraging sign is the return to travel. In April 2022, the monthly travel expenditure in the U.S. surpassed the pre-pandemic level, April 2019 time period, for the first time by 3%. Short-term rentals are directly related to travel, of course. And this means that as people resume traveling, the demand for Airbnb-style rental properties will increase, allowing for higher daily rates and pushing up return on investment. If you are interested in this rental property strategy, you should focus on markets that are strong have strong Airbnb demand. There are a lot of different trends going within that space, and it includes you know, different types of things. Some of them are moving to more, you know, 1 month stays and a little bit longer stays, working within that realm. Others are looking at, you know, the possibility of, you know, just different types of products that might be attractive, like maybe a series of tiny houses and things like that. We even saw folks that have a, you know, that like they're like mini trailer parks, not really a trailer park in itself, that we're used to. They use what are called fifth wheels. They're not really, it's a trailer you pull, but they set up these smaller trailers, and then they build a little frame around it and put it up on, you know, jacks and so forth, so it's very stable. But they rent these sort of mini trailers, and they're just going, you know, it's a really a unique idea that's attracting people. And again, it's for short term. It's a more of a short term rental basis where you rent by the week or you rent by the day. And there's been a whole series of, you know, analysis and studies done. You know, there are a series of cities that have done actually, you know, that right now are just booming with Airbnb occupancy rates. And there'll be a link in the show notes where you can check on some of those studies and some of those areas. Right now, you know, places like Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Tucson, Arizona, and San Francisco, believe it or not, who's not doing well in the traditional real estate side of things. But they're doing really good in the short-term rentals. Second trend is a stronger demand in secondary and tertiary markets. The second 2023 trend in the rental property investing industry is continued growth of small rural markets. And this is kind of like where we are in Tennessee, and there's a lot of other places like that, especially throughout the South. The pandemic and the consequent switch to remote working across numerous industries affected the real estate market in major ways. One of the most significant changes to keep in mind as an investor is the massive move from primary markets like New York, Los Angeles, Boston, and Chicago to secondary and tertiary markets. And I know in the real estate area, with apartments in particular, these areas were some that really started to shine in the latter part of, I would say, 2016, 2017, 18, getting into secondary and tertiary markets that were just booming. Now, because work from home policies are expected to remain in many businesses, and the trend to smaller markets is forecast to continue into 2023 and beyond, many professionals and families prefer the peace, comfort, and security small towns and rural areas offer. Although some people might choose to buy a home, others will decide to rent, creating an opportunity for investors. For those considering investing in a long-term rental property, smaller markets will also offer more demand and higher return. Importantly, such locations come with lower property prices, which makes them affordable even for new investors. The third trend is growing interest in long-term Airbnb rentals. I touched on that a little bit. Another important trend the global pandemic stimulated is the emergence of a hybrid rental strategy that combines the best benefits of investing in short-term and long-term rentals. As traveling nurses and other traveling professionals need temporary housing in various locations, we have seen a major rise in long-term Airbnb rentals, also known as furnished apartments. This is something I experienced quite a bit in Indianapolis with traveling nurses, other longer-term stays where the long-term stay type of hotels were more expensive than Airbnb, and so a lot of folks were looking in the Airbnb markets. From an investor's perspective, this rental strategy provides higher rental income than traditional rental properties and more predictability and stability in terms of occupancy than you would find with typical vacation rentals. The combined result is optimized return on your investment. As many people continue to work remotely, some will choose to travel to new locations for extended periods just to try out that area to see if they like it, which will further drive the growth of monthly furnished rentals even more in 2023. A fourth area is the rise in fractional rental property investing. Yet another major trend in recent years is fractional investing. And I mentioned this in last week's Fun Fact Friday. We talked about specifically fractional investing. But this trend, I would probably throw in as well that it would include, I say, crowdfunding platforms as well, like Fundrise, Realty Mogul, CrowdStreet, and so forth. And that, the benefits this rental property investing strategy offers are numerous. Being affordable and passive are the most important. I would also add the fact that you don't have to tie yourself in for a long period of time necessarily. Some of the crowdfunding platforms will require you to stay for a number of years, but you could also have the option for some short-term investments on those. That can work out really well as well, and that's expected to accelerate in 2023 and beyond. And finally, the last area is technological advancements. You can't talk about 2023 trends in rental property investing without looking at the role technology will play. High tech will continue to be a main driving force in all aspects of the industry and all stages of the investor journey, from identifying profitable investment opportunities to purchasing income properties to renting out and managing both short-term and long-term rental properties. We can expect existing prop tech companies to grow and new ones to appear in the next couple of years to meet all investor needs, making the real estate investing process even more seamless and profitable. So just wrapping it all up, in 2023, the rental market is really expected to be as dynamic as it has always been. There will be numerous lucrative opportunities for investing as long as investors analyze the market, use reliable data, and follow recent developments and forecasts. Now, and that's why I think it's important that the technological not be overlooked, because if you can access the data and you can, you know how to synthesize it, get in there and do your due diligence, there are some great opportunities out there. The five trends outlined here hopefully will help you in your real estate investing decisions and in the areas and the things that you might want to go into. Well, that is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including the links, and there are some for this, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Five Real Estate Investing Trends for 2023. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.